Well, clean up, or yeah. I don't know.
Like putting everything in order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she ever use the expression, or Red's up?
No.
Oh, you don't, that's not
never
familiar.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of that. That's not familiar at all. And what did she use the sweep with?
A broom.
And the, what kind of brooms did they have in those days?
Well, we had homemade brooms.
Uh-huh.
Made out of the hickory or white oak pole. Scrub broom, they called them, maybe. Our you raised grew some broom cord.
Uh-huh.
And then made your broom. Of course, the scrub broom, now the wooden broom I'm talking about, you use that to scrub and clean up the floor. But most people, I guess, had broom corn and made their own brooms.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I made brooms.
Now, if you're going to, if I'm talking about the, if we're talking about the broom being here, you know, if the broom's here, you'd say, where would you say the broom is in relation to the chair? The broom is, the broom were over, you know.
Just be behind the chair.
Yeah, well, now see, you could say behind, or you could say in back of.
Yeah.
Or you could say something. See, that's what I mean. There are different, that's where it is all right.
Yeah.
And on Monday, women traditionally did their...
washing.
And on Tuesday...
ironing.
And did they have one name to call to use for all of that?
No, I don't think so.
How about if you send some shirts into town to be... washed.
Well, that'd be laundered, of course, laundry.
Now, when they did the washing, how did, do you remember, how was the washing done?
Well, it's done on an old washing board in a wash tub.
Mm-hmm. When it was scrubbed?
You scrubbed it up and down.
Do you remember they ever boiling it?
Oh, well, yeah, they boiled it. They had a big iron kettle and boiled, I don't know, it didn't boil all the... clothes and things, but certain clothes had to be boiled.
The kinds of things that were really...
And I remember one thing I never could understand what it was used for. They had what they called the battling board. That was maybe a piece of timber 3 inches thick and 12 inches wide. And that board was laid up on something. And you'd lay a garment on that and you'd take a paddle of thing and beat that. I was talking about that the other day. I wondered why. I think there's a beating the dirt out of it. But they call it the battling board. Yeah.
And the to get up from the grass here up there, you'd have to walk up the
steps.
Now, if you're in the house and you're going up to the second floor, what would you call?
Stairs.
All right. Now, and that, and that right out here in front of the house, this is called a, like if you were sitting back there, you'd be sitting on the...
Well, on the porch.
Yeah. Now, did you have a porch on your on your other house?
Yeah.
Was it...
No. Where I was raised at.
Yeah. Was it a big porch? Did it go...
That's right. Plumb along the house.
Uh-huh. And the... does it have to have a cover over it to be a porch in your mind?
Well, not necessarily, but it could be a porch without a cover, but...
Is that what you wouldn't have any special name for one that didn't have a cover?
No.
And did your mother ever use to clean, did you have log floors or board floors?
Board floors.
Now, when they used to scrub, did they ever scrub that with sand?
Sure. Sure, I've gathered sand rocks for that purpose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then how did they do that then?
Well, you just take that sand and scatter it over the house, and then you take that scrub broom and you just poured water on the, sprinkled water on that sand, and you take that scrub broom and go over that, and boy, you could just